The top U.S. military spokesman in Iraq, Major General William Caldwell, says the recent upsurge in violence is due to what he called murder executions. Caldwell insists, however, that the situation is improving in neighborhoods the military has targeted as part of its month-long Operation Together Forward, a mission to restore security in Baghdad after months of sectarian violence. Caldwell told reporters in Baghdad that U.S. forces have arrested a senior al-Qaeda terrorist and personal associate of the group's leader in Iraq.
The key outcome of these raids was the capture of over 70 suspected terrorists, of which one was the personal associate of Abu Ayyab al-Masari. This is associate of al-Masari was the leader of assassination, kidnapping, and IED sales in Baghdad. He is known to have directly participated in numerous terrorist acts, including kidnappings and executions, terrorist acts, and others contributing to sectarian violence throughout the city.
Caldwell says the man, who he did not identify, played a key role in al-Qaeda's activities in Fallujah before a major battle between insurgents and U.S. forces in November 2004. Meanwhile, Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh met with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at the Pentagon to discuss the sectarian violence and the continuing efforts to train more Iraqi security forces. After the meeting, Saleh told reporters, armed militias continue to be a serious threat to the authority of the Iraqi government.
The militia situation is a very, very serious challenge for Iraqis and for the Iraqi government because it touches upon the heart and the credibility of the Iraqi government and governing institutions. The Prime Minister has been adamant that this cannot be tolerated and that the state must be the sole holder of weapons as such.
The Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister says the government will submit new legislation before Parliament next month to disband the militias. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.